Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's come up. The player's come up, guys.
Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like your candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self, step down into me. Direct all my actions eternally.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of Orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc., or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning into a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e., not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs. All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul.
Everybody, and welcome to the Gold Ring Healing Fountain on BTR. And this week we have a little problem with our chat room, so it won't open. And I heard that you all can hear us. So if you want to chat with us, chat in the Inner Child Skype chat, please. We can use it over there. And otherwise, close your eyes and enjoy the show. We have Nis Magical as our special guest this week. And I'm Pio Wintong from the Netherlands, and I'm here together with Sean Christie from England and Gary Moore from the US. Is anyone here?
I am.
Hello, Sean.
And hi, you're hosting and Gary's co-hosting today, is that right?
And we are.
That's great. Hi, Gary.
Hello.
And we're going to bring
Miss
Magical on in a few minutes. Are you all right, Gary?
We have Miss Magical here as well. So.
Yeah. Is it a lovely sunny day there?
It is a lovely day here, yes.
Oh, yeah. It was here, but it's dark now. Because we're evening now, as you know. Anyway, our special theme tonight is compassion. And so I'd like to just say a few words about love and compassion as they go hand in hand. And you can't really love without feeling compassion. But we need to try to step back a little and not become emotionally involved in other people's dramas, which is really difficult, especially if it's one of your family. But in fact, we're in a better position to help if we can take that step back and distance ourselves from the emotion. But you can still be the love. Because there's a big difference between being love and wanting love. Wanting love is wanting someone else to be the source of that love. And everybody's trying to get love from everybody else. But we're not here to get love from everyone else. We're not here to get anything. We're here to be the love, to be the source, because we all have source inside of us. So we can all be the source, but without becoming too emotionally entangled. But we're going to bring Miss Magical on now because she's going to tell us about a song called The Secret that she recorded. And I think, is that to, something to do with compassion, Miss Magical?
Yes, it is, Jan. Hello, Jan. Hello, oh, Gary. And
hi,
hello, Terry.
Hello, Miss Magical.
Hi, Missy. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for asking me on to the show today. We do have, we don't have a chat room at the moment, do we? So we've just got
we're
into flow now.
Yeah, we use
have a
blind child, yes.
Yes,
pardon?
And inner child telepathy, of course.
Yeah,
of course. Nonverbal communication. Concentric alignment.
So, definitely. So I chose compassion as a... Gary asked me what keyword would I use for today, and I've chosen compassion because I agreed with everything you just said, Jan. That was a beautiful introduction about compassion.
Oh,
and
thank you.
When this word came up, I remembered that I had written a song about 3.5 years ago, 3 to 3.5 years ago, and I'll often write a healing song, and it will come to me with quite a force sometimes. And this one came in like a ton of bricks and almost floored me. And I remember looking back at the song, singing it and having written it down and thinking, are you sure? And so it was quite a powerful
one. I know the feeling.
And it, yeah, that's right, you do. And it's not one that's been produced to a high standard just yet. And it's not been played very much. And it's called The Secret. And it speaks about compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And it speaks about compassion being our main healing tool. And so if we could play that song, that would go along nicely with the energy for today. Who's got their finger on the song list?
I got, here we go, Missy.
Marika is all over it.
Let open the door. Use the key for so much more heavenly energy. Coding DNA with compassion. How long we have waited for the truth. Recoding DNA with compassion is a secret. There's a bridge
between heaven and earth. Use the bridge. A conscious birth of choice. Now that we are, now that we are one voice. Recoding DNA with compassion. The grid, the matrix of light. Use the grid, using that light to give and forgive, give and forgive everyone.
Oh, that was brilliant. I love that song. Thank you for that, Miss Magical. Great. And everybody's
you,
writing
Jen.
In the chat room that like it. You're welcome. Well, before we do the video, which is another song of yours, Surrender, a lovely song you wrote for the initiations, wasn't it? Before we play the video, you're going to tell us a little bit about compassion, aren't you, Miss Magical?
Yes, compassion for me is healing, and they are inseparable, healing and compassion. And I really feel that we affect other people and their being by our thoughts, our words, our songs, our art, our actions. And so compassion is very central to, yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And compassion is very central to the healing process, as if we are offering healing to others, then it comes from that place. And so in healing, if I'm having a bad day and one of my thoughts is perhaps not of a very high vibration, I'm thinking, that person, blah, blah, this, that, or the other about that person that's not really in alignment with my compassion, then I really am starting to feel more and more so that I affect that person in a negative way and I affect their field. We each have our field around us. And as we work towards telepathic alignment with each other, of course, that all those little problems will be sorted out because we'll all know what we're all thinking. So I'm sure that we'll be able to clean up our thoughts quite well. But it's quite normal to have a stray negative thought come in to your field. And if that happens, then, you know, don't feel badly about that. I certainly don't. And I just recognize it for what it is and let it be on its way and not let it affect my, you know, my mood and my vibration the best I can. So I really feel that compassion is healing. And the more compassion we have in this world, the more healing will take place. What do you think, Jen?
Yeah, well, that's really good advice, what you were saying about just let it go and just let it be on its way. But I've had a couple of comments from people who are not really on the gold ring saying, well, why do you think that you can heal people? And I say, well, we're not actually healing people. We are acting as catalysts for other people to heal themselves, because everybody has the power to heal themselves within themselves. And so
yes,
we're just helping people who can't access that to actually access it and heal themselves. What do you think?
I agree. 100% agree with that. And also to teach people and show people that as you do heal others, and you may, that may be just in with a smile. I mean, I'm not a therapist of any kind. I'm a musician.
You are. You're healing through sound.
Well, absolutely.
Well?
But I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't
sound
think
is
of myself
a therapy.
In terms. It is, Jan. It is, but I don't always think of myself in terms of a healer as such. But I do know that I heal through music or through my presence. And it's about as you give, so you do receive. And as you heal others, or as you send that intention for healing for others, so you are healed yourself. And that's the key.
Well, that's true.
If you want to have that healing for yourself quite often when you're in service to others, you'll receive that same. The same as you give, you will receive. And in healing,
yeah.
I really believe that very firmly. And
well,
so
I do.
I've,
and what
so
goes
I've been lucky.
Around comes around, isn't it?
Yes, and yeah, I've been very lucky
comes
to.
Around.
And yeah, we do it with our demeanor. I think there's more about to be said about what we. The way we present ourselves and our vibrations than about anything that we say or do. I think that our simple demeanor speaks more than volumes, usually, I think.
Yeah,
it does. But also, we are a vibration, as music is a vibration, and when we are ill, we're not resonating at the correct pitch. You know, I mean, scientists now have decided that the whole universe emits a vibratory sound. And I don't know if you've read anything about string theory, but we're all a vibrating being. We do vibrate. And when we vibrate, we emit a sound. And if there's something not quite right about us, it's off key. And so music helps to balance everything again, so that we actually vibrate and sound in key again. You know, it's unbelievable that the things that scientists are discovering now. And if somebody put string cheese theory. Yeah, that's funny,
Brooke. Well, Marika has just posted the link to the video, and everyone just click the link and pull up the video. And when you've done that, pause your player and turn down the sound. And once you've done that, send us a heart and let us know so we can cue the music file. This is Miss Magical's video, Surrender, which I have not seen.
It's brilliant.
Well, I hope you enjoy it, Gary.
I mean, the listeners on the radio can't watch it.
Okay, and
you'll hear the song.
And for anyone tuned in later, you can click on the link in the chat room, people. I think everybody's there, so there you can see the video, Miss Magical. Otherwise, you can see it on YouTube of Miss Magical's channel. Here we go.
And Marika, with your inimitable style, you can count us down.
Here we go, people. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here we go.
sensational must be my spirit, inspirational in splendor. Must be my worth, immaculate. My actions,
right now it's time to light our candles. As you know, we do our candle ceremony every week to signify that we're a healing circle of love and light. And because fire is a very powerful tool, which along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals. And as usual, these are to send out healing to all mankind. We have quite a lot of people here in the chat room, even though we don't actually have a chat room. We're chatting on Skype, on the Skype page. So as we light our candle, we can light our incense as well. And to help us to send out the healing, we're going to ask for the assistance of the angelic realm. We're going to say the names three times because three is a sacred number that maximizes the energy of the name. And there's energy in the ancient names. So first of all, we're going to say Archangel Michael, Michael, Michael. Please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth, in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Metatron, 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 we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out to all mankind, all around the world, in divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Also, the divine energies of Sananda Jesus and Magdalena, please be with us now. We're in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and we will ask that they close around our circle of love, light and healing, along with our guides, inspirers and guardian angels to assist us in sending out the healing. And before we bring Miss Magical back on to do her meditation, we're going to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika.
Thank you, Shiala. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there.
I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops lightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much. And this week, our special guest is Miss Magical.
Marika, I always love that mantra. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Is Miss Magical back? Are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
There you are.
Is the music started, Gary?
Yes, it has. It's coming rather softly.
I wonder if we could turn it up a little.
You want to turn it up? Okay.
Yes, a little, please.
Okay, no problem.
This is called...
You'll just have to stop and change the volume and then re-cue it again.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, the music is called Rainbow Ditch Music Meditation, and I found it on YouTube and been put there by somebody called I Am Ditch Man. And I rather liked it. And I'm going to go into pretty much free flow to bring this ceremony to us all today. And
Is it loud enough, Missy, or you want it louder?
Yes, that will be okay. Thank you. So, breathing in a breath, breathing in love. Breathing out fear. Breathing in love. Breathing out fear. And a third time, breathing in love. Breathing out fear. And we're going to visualize ourselves standing on our planet. On our beautiful Gaia. And we're going to bury our feet into the earth. So we have our feet in the earth. And as we stand there, and we look up to the heavens, we can visualize a waterfall of light cascading down upon us, flowing through into our crown chakra and down through all of our chakras and into our planet through our feet. buried in the earth. We are now transformers. And conductors of this light. It's the light of all colors that comes through us. It is the rainbow light that comes through us, which radiates us. As we are light beings, now we start to center and become consciously aware of our heart chakras. And our heart chakras are spinning. They're spinning clockwise. And the centrifuge of our chakras spins out ever further and ever further. Until it reaches the heart chakra of another. Of another light being. Visualize the spinning hearts of all the light beings around the world connected to this planet. And as our spinning chakras meet and connect with another, so do they lock in and prepare to weave a blanket of love and compassion around this planet. And feel your, take your place in that weaving. We are making a quilt of compassion. Each being taking their place or being the patch in that quilt. This quilt of compassion is impenetrable and cannot ever be removed. And under this quilt and around this quilt will take place massive healing. Now we take our awareness to our throat chakra. And the chakra of our throat is spinning. It's spinning anti-clockwise. And it spins and it radiates further and further with the centrifuge of its motion. Visualize your throat chakra spinning out further and further. Until it reaches the spinning throat chakra field of another. and others. And as this chakra locks in to another and weaves with the others, so we do have a matrix that we may speak our truth, that we may sing our healing songs, that we may paint a new world with our vision. And we magnify our magnificence. And we make real our vision of the future. As the light beings of all the colors visualize as we step forward into our perfection, and our co-creation of a world where only love dwells. And the blanket of compassion and healing that we have created is always there. We remember. We always remember. It's always there. And as we stand in our light, as we stand with our feet in the earth, with our heart field connected, with our throat field connected, we can remember that we are, in fact, the halo of this planet. We are, in fact, the halo of this planet. And I'd like to bring the ceremony to a close. And I'd like us to breathe three times, breathing in love and breathing out fear. Breathe in love. Breathe out fear. Breathe in love. Breathe out fear. Breathe in love. Breathe out fear. Now we have magnified our magnificence. And so it is. Hello?
Oh, that was the compassion mantra from Shanti Shanti. And I believe the Buddha thought that if you didn't know what you were saying when you were doing the mantra, that your mind didn't get in the way. And so it worked better. You weren't distracted by what the words meant. So I don't know how true that is. But right now it's time to close our chakras. I want to thank Miss Magic for that fabulous meditation. It was very powerful. The energies here were electric. And we're going to close the chakras.
Thank you for giving me the
opportunity. It was marvelous. For the people who want to close the chakras, we're going to do that right now. Not everybody does. I personally leave mine open all the time. But if you've been meditating for quite a long time, that's fine. But if you're new to meditation, you as well close them just as much as you feel comfortable until you get used to it. And to close them, we just pretend we have doors. And we start at the top of the head, the crown chakra, closing that door. And there we go down to the third eye, closing that door. Down to the throat chakra, closing that door. Down to the heart chakra, closing that door. Down to the solar plexus, closing that one. Down to the navel chakra, closing that. And down to the base chakra, closing that one. Down to the feet chakra, closing that one, or leaving it open just enough to keep you grounded securely to Mother Earth while we're in a physical body. And then we're going to take the love and light up through the chakras, back up to the crown chakra, and we're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a pyramid of purple light, as they used to use in ancient Egypt, a very protective symbol and a very protective colour. He's taking you by the hand, putting you into the pyramid, sealing it at the top with a blue seal, keeping you safe and secure until next time you meditate or until next time we meet. Thank you, Michael. And thank you. And I think Marika's going to press play on a song about compassion that I wrote a while ago after watching a documentary about young girls being kidnapped. Yeah, kidnapped from Eastern European countries and brought over to the UK and put to work in houses of ill repute against their will, I'd like to add. And so I think you're going to press play on How Could You?
Yes. Here we go.
Thanks, Marika.
Nothing has changed. Someone steal another soul. For
No, that was beautiful, Sian.
Thank you.
And now we have quite a new one from you, Miss Magical. Was it the new yesterday, the goddess song?
Hello, Mariki. Could you repeat that? Sorry, Mariki.
Is your goddess? Oh, I'm sorry. I think my microphone is not that good. But are you? What the goddess song is just from yesterday. It was new or not in the Magenta Magic Show?
Yes,
right. Did you record that yesterday or?
No, on Friday evening during the interview with Risa and Violet and Dixie and Sharon Rose. And Gary, it was you that spurred me on by telling me it was Risa's birthday and this song had just come that day. And
well, that'll happen to you.
I blame you, as usual.
My fault, as usual.
Oh, of course. And so I recorded it Friday evening and then sent it over to Risa for his birthday on Saturday. Because he really introduced me to the divine feminine Christ, the female Christ within energy and the concept. And so that song, Goddess, very much comes from that place. And she is a great healer.
Yes. And it's a beautiful song. So we give it a listen now then together.
Thank you.
Goddess, Goddess, speak right through me, teach unto me, I am you. Goddess, Goddess, turn into me, love right through me, I am you, I am you. Divine feminine, I call upon you. Secret Christ within, divine and true. Divine feminine, we call upon you. Release the Christ within, divine and true.
That was Miss Magical for the people
lovely.
Listening on the radio. Lovely.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
My
Such
God.
A blessing to me. I'm
yeah,
so
I
lucky.
You that was and your meditation.
That was
yeah,
weird. The honeydew vine water on a July evening.
Wow, the meditation was a bit risky actually for me. I was a bit nervous about it because as in my usual bonkers state, I decided to do something in free flow for the meditation, although I chose the music today and sent it over to Gary, and he put the music up. But I was a bit scared of that because I thought, oh, now you've gone and done it. Now you've got to do it. And but I just trusted my heart and trusted that I knew I had a few ideas. And it was interesting that Mariki in the mantra was speaking about the... I wrote it down, actually, because it was the same... It was the hearts, the feet on the planet. The many feet on the planet. And I was thinking, oh my goodness, I'm just going to copy everything she says now, because that was my idea, my first idea.
But I have channeled the mantra, and I wrote it down, you know, by automatic writing, and then. And I had dreams. I had visions in my dreams of the mantra, how to do it. But now I read on the internet, and I recognize so many things. So it is as it should be, you know. So it was perfect, you see.
Well, it flowed quite beautiful. It really did.
Yeah.
It flowed.
It was beautiful. Awesome, as I heard this. Awesome. But
thank you.
All that talk about the heart is magical leads us into the next song that you did with Gary, doesn't it? The heart song.
Oh, I'd forgotten about that.
Gary.
For a moment.
Yeah, we're going to have to move swiftly along so that we get time to play it.
Oh, you have.
And,
okay.
Yeah, this is the one that's magical and I collaborated on from across the pond to one another.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And it comes through the heart, the drum. The song came through the drum, through the heart space.
It really did. Nothing, I believe totally in the power and the magic of the drum.
No frills.
Okay.
Right. No need for that. Not when you have a drum.
I don't know. We'll have frills as well.
Here we go.
Thank you, Marika.
Yeah.
Woo! I love that.
Hooray!
Beautiful, great. I bet you enjoyed that, Gary, didn't you?
I did.
Recording
I
that
had a lot of fun
magical.
Making them.
Yeah. Anyway, we're hoping we've got Ascensi on next week, Ascension, and hoping to hear some more of his great poetry, but I'm just waiting to hear if he can actually be on the show. And but he's really good. We want to thank the Angelic Realm for being here, and also hope that they're going to be in the archives for anyone listening. And thank you to Miss Magical for the fabulous meditation. It was very, very powerful.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
It was.
Thank you
so much. Such a pleasure.
And thank you for co-creating this wonderful energy with us, everyone in the chat room and everyone listening as well. So thank you, Marika and Gary. Thank you from me. What did you say we're playing out with the bongo song? Yeah.
Thank you, Marika.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you all and everybody who listens.
Thank you all.
And in the archives, I love you all.
I love you all.
It's a funny song now. Funny bongo.
Here we go.
It's
like
a little comedy song.
Bye.
Dobsha, a kewachi a kingdom.
Mama was queen of the mambo, papa was king of the Congo. Deep down in the jungle, I start banging my first bongo. Every monkey like to be in my place instead of me, cause I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong. I went to the big town where there is a lot of sound, from the jungle to the city looking for a bigger crown. So I play my boogie for the people of big city, but they don't go crazy when I'm banging on my boogie. I'm the
king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come, baby.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Nobody like to be in my place instead of me, cause nobody go crazy when I'm banging on my boogie. I'm a king without a crown, hanging loose in a big town, but I'm a king of bongo, baby. I'm the king of bongo bong.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come, baby.
King of the bongo.
Hear me when I come. They say that I'm a clown, making too much dirty sound. They say there is no place for little monkey in this town. Nobody like to be in my place instead of me, cause nobody go crazy when I'm banging on my boogie. I'm the
king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come, baby.
King of the bongo.
Hear me when I come. Banging on my bongo, all that swing belongs to me. I'm so happy there's nobody in my place instead of me. I'm a king without a crown, hanging loose in a big town. I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come, baby.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come. Mama was queen of the mambo, papa was king of the Congo. Deep down in the jungle, I start banging my first bongo. Every monkey like to be in my place instead of me, cause I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong. Hear me when I come. Hear me when I come, baby. Hear me when I come. Parfois j'aimerais mourir tellement j'ai voulu croire. Parfois j'aimerais mourir pour ne plus rien avoir. Parfois j'aimerais mourir pour plus jamais te voir. Je ne t'aime plus, mon amour. Je ne t'aime plus tous les jours. Je ne t'aime plus, mon amour. Je ne t'aime plus tous les jours. Parfois
Parfois j'aimerais mourir tellement y'a plus d'espoir. Parfois j'aimerais mourir pour plus jamais te revoir. Parfois j'aimerais mourir pour ne plus rien savoir. Je ne t'aime plus, mon amour. Je ne t'aime plus.